Welcome to Life After Corporate, your ultimate guide for making the leap from corporate leader to entrepreneur. I'm Deb Boulanger, entrepreneur, executive leader, and founder of the Launch Lab for Women Entrepreneurs. This is your time to break through the glass ceiling once and for all and get your ticket to the C-suite. Come back each week to get the leading strategies, advice, and tools that will give you the skills and confidence you need to replace your corporate paycheck. Are you ready? Let's go. Episode 12, From Boring to Brilliant, How to Stand Out in a Crowded Market. So congratulations, you've launched your business or your side hustle, and you have a gap that you fill in your market, and now you are wondering, how can I sound different from everyone else? And how do I sell my services? What do I charge? What do I say when I meet a new prospect? And how do I even get new prospects? If this is you, you're in the right place at the perfect time. Welcome back to Life After Corporate, my friend. I am Deb Boulanger, your host and founder of the Launch Lab for Women Entrepreneurs, where I work with women just like you who want to take a big idea and turn it into a profitable business. And this is part three in our Business Fundamentals series. And if this is your first time, if this is the first time you're catching our show, welcome home. I hope you find exactly what you've been craving for in this conversation where we meet each other each week to talk about how to take a big idea and turn it into a profitable business so that you can be in control of how you spend your time, how you earn your money, and what impact you will make with the work that you do. And today we're talking about how to not look and sound like everyone else in your industry by standing out with a powerful message that immediately gets your prospects' attention. When you enter a networking event, once we are able to go back to networking events, or if you're doing a webinar and the words you're saying are like a tuning fork for your ideal clients, they're thinking, she's talking to me. Is she some kind of mind reader? Did she grab a hold of my journal? Because really, these are some of the things that people say to me when we first get introduced. They're like, wow, I listened to your webinar and I felt like you were reading my mind, or had you grabbed my diary? So what I'm sharing with you here today may be counter to what you've learned from other coaches and consultants about how to message your business. And I know a few of you have practiced an elevator pitch that just rolls off your tongue by memorizing a formula and massaging your words until they're all bright and shiny. And the truth is, when you overwork your elevator pitch, it can sound a little snaky, you know? It just starts sounding really canned. And there's nothing that can put off a potential client than someone who sounds like they're selling them something. So we as humans have this innate radar for being sold to, and I'm sure you know what I mean. We are naturally skeptical, and anytime we hear the word free, we wonder, you know, what's the catch? We also have this innate need to be heard and understood. Yeah, that's why therapy works so well. Good coaches and good therapists are great listeners. And whether or not a therapist or coach is great, many people feel better just by being listened to. So through listening, we develop empathetic understanding. So stick with me here because there's a thread that I want you to follow through this conversation today. When clients feel empathy from you, they build trust. When they build trust, they follow the advice of their trusted advisor, and their behavior and their results change. So a slick elevator pitch won't build trust on your first meeting. It might make you memorable, but not necessarily trustworthy. All it conveys is that you have been overtrained. So what makes an immediate connection with a potential client is the feeling that you get me. There's nothing more valuable to someone who's looking to change than feeling that you see me. And based on what I'm seeing and hearing, I trust that you can help me get to where I want to be. And this is true even if you are selling a product and not a service. Connecting with the inner needs and desires of your prospects makes you so much more memorable than a slick pitch. That's why good advertising works so well. It takes an advertiser 30 to 60 seconds to tell a story that the viewer relates to and that brings them on a journey that connects to how their deepest desires will be met through that advertiser's product. So think about your most memorable commercial. What was your most memorable commercial growing up, or maybe even in recent years? So for me, it was those Maxwell House commercials around the holidays. And the Maxwell House family that had the coffee brewing on the countertop in the kitchen would invite an elderly neighbor over for coffee. And while the wife and the elderly neighbor were having coffee, the husband and the kids snuck out the back door to decorate a Christmas tree in her home. And when she returned, her reaction was priceless. She was so grateful for the love and concern of her neighbors. Yeah, I even cried at that one. So that commercial conveyed the values that I grew up with, that we do good things for people who are in need. And I felt seen and understood in that commercial. And my mom bought Maxwell House coffee. So another example, and this was really when I first started working in the corporate world, was the Nike Just Do It campaign, which inspired us to go for our goals no matter what, to that what professional athletes had was also accessible to us. We could stop procrastinating, stop thinking we're not ready or not good enough, and just do it. And this motto has been part of my business success my entire career in the corporate world, and also here as I've launched my own business. The name of my company is called The Great Do-Over, and that was inspired by Nike's Just Do It. So whenever I got a new idea, I just went for it. You know, there was no time for fear or procrastination. That wasn't going to get me anywhere. And that got me from a position as an inside sales rep when I first started out, right out of college, to an executive position two levels below the CEO. Another great example is Apple's Get a Mac campaign. Now, I'm probably dating myself here, but this is the campaign that defined Apple users as cooler than their square and more conservative corporate cubicle sitting PC users. So whether you're looking to lose weight, avoid disease, feel attractive, feel powerful, feel successful, good marketers know how to make you feel like you've been seen through the images and words that they use on the screen. And the same is true for you, my friend. When you introduce yourself to your ideal client, whether that's in a networking event, a webinar, a podcast, through your marketing copy, your people need to know that you really get them. And you only have 2 to 7 seconds to make that very first impression. So you really need to make it count. And this is important because if you don't take time to create a compelling, engaging introduction, you might end up sounding like the teacher in the Charlie Brown cartoons, where your potential client is watching your mouth go up and down and their eyes are slightly glazed over and they're hearing, yes, just like the teacher in the Charlie Brown cartoon series, your words have completely slipped by and they haven't landed. So what do? How do you stand out with your words? There are 3 steps to carving out a unique position in your market. And the first one is listen. Listen to your clients. Listen to your people. What is the biggest challenge your prospect is having right now? And that relates to your services, that you can connect with them and you could help them overcome that and get to the other side. So for me, my ideal client is someone who has made the leap from corporate to being her own CEO, and she wants to be successful replacing the paycheck she left behind. She doesn't want to be a slave to someone else's dream. She wants to build her own dream, make her own hours, and leave an impact through her work. And she doesn't know how to do that. Or she's tried on her own and has realized that it's much harder than she thought it would be. It's so much more than a marketing funnel or a slick elevator pitch. There are serious skills involved in being one of the 34% that actually makes it to your 10-year mark. So the second most important thing is to use your prospect's words in your marketing. Use their words. It doesn't sound slick. But when you can speak what your ideal clients are thinking, it's like you have this direct, hotwired connection to their hearts and minds. And the third most important thing to do is offer something different. Even if your process is similar to someone else's in your category, cast a narrow net to a particular segment of your market. If you're a health coach, create a narrow specialty of people you serve who have a similar challenge. If you're a business coach, by all means, don't overpromise what you'll deliver. If you are helping clients build out a marketing funnel, you're not a seven-figure business growth expert. You're great at helping your clients create a great engagement strategy. That might lead to seven figures eventually, but promising that up front gives your clients false hope and can really tarnish your reputation. So most importantly, find the problem that no one else is solving. That's the key to standing out and going from boring to brilliant, is that you find a problem that no one else is talking about, that no one else is addressing effectively, and you become that market of one. So that's how the Launch Lab was born. In 2018, I sat down at my kitchen table. My son had just left for college, and I got out my journal and I wrote down, what's next? You know, what's next for me? And at that time, I didn't know it was going to be called the Launch Lab. It was the Passion Project Incubator was my first idea. And I sat down and I analyzed why so many women were bootstrapping themselves back into a job. And it's because there were so many business coaches that had offered them false hope at getting to six or seven figures. And, you know, hear me when I say this. There were so many of those women that had invested tens of thousands of dollars of their own savings in these coaching programs only to bootstrap themselves back into a job a few years later. And that, my friend, broke my heart, because it didn't have to be that way. The number one issue was validating that they had a good business idea and finding the gap in the market and solving a new problem or solving an old problem in a new way. What I did through the Launch Lab is to help new women entrepreneurs do just that, what no one else was talking about, because it isn't flashy, it isn't sexy, it's just good business. So find a gap, my friend, fill it with a unique solution, create authentic messages that resonate with your buyers, get confident and in alignment with your pricing and packaging. If you're not in alignment with your value, it will be impossible for you to sell your services. Then learn how to turn on the flow of revenue in your business. I always say money is like water, and the key to success is knowing your triggers so that you can turn on that spigot whenever you want to. And this works when business is booming and when it's not. It's just good business. If you'd like to learn more about the Launch Lab for women entrepreneurs, let's connect and see if it's right for you. For 12 weeks, you and I will work side by side, and you'll emerge with the clarity and confidence that your big idea will work. So just click the link for the New Biz Quiz in the show notes. That's newbizquiz.com. And I'll take a look at where you are, and I'll reach out to you with an opportunity to chat if you qualify. And remember to head over to the Life After Corporate private Facebook group. I'll be delivering a new four-part series in business fundamentals there in the next week, and I'd love to have you as part of my inner circle. So that's it for now, my friend. See you next time. Thanks for listening, my friend. If you enjoyed this show, please head over to iTunes and subscribe and leave us a review. And be sure to hop over to the Life After Corporate Facebook group and join other growing entrepreneurs to get weekly tips on how to create more money and meaning doing work you love.